Tereo Ererangi o Te Mania. This episode was produced in Otatahi by Plains Media, with support from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora and hello, 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 my fabulous friends. Welcome to the all-new, totally exciting season of Chloe Dilly Seeking Talents. I am your host, Chloe Dilly, and I'm back older, wiser, and more thrilled than ever to showcase the most amazing talents and inspiring stories from all around. This season is going to be an absolute blast. We're talking epic talents, heartwarming journeys, and maybe a few surprises along the way. Whether you're here to be inspired, entertained, or just have some fun, you're in the right place. So, grab your headphones, turn up the volume, and get ready to smile, laugh, and maybe even dance a little. Because this is Chloe Dilly Seeking Talents. Let's make some magic together. Kia ora everyone, and welcome to Chloe Dilly Seeking Talents here on Plains Media. Today, my guest is someone who performed at our Youth Talent Quest on March 14th, 2026 at the Village Green in New Brighton in collaboration with my show, supported by the Christchurch Youth Council and the Christchurch City Council. Her name is Isabel. She's almost 12 years old and she won first prize in the under-14s age category as the best singer who also played her own guitar. Isabel plays three instruments, piano, ukulele, and guitar. She performs at her school events, writes her own songs, and she's been singing since she was a little kid. She's a Year 7 student at Heaton School, was born in Canada, and outside of music, she does figure skating, circus, silks, cricket, and baking. Please welcome to Chloe Dilly Seeking Talents, our Talent Quest champion, Isabel. Isabel, congratulations on winning. How does it feel to be our first ever Talent Quest champion in the under-14s category?
Really, really cool and exciting.
What song did you perform at the Talent Quest and why did you choose it exactly?
I performed Afterglow by Ed Sheeran because it was one of the first songs I ever learnt on guitar.
Were you nervous before you went onto stage?
I was actually really nervous, even though I'm not usually.
What did you think of the other competitors? Were there performances that impressed you?
Yes, there was this one performance that had me feeling really nervous. It was a boy who did like sort of a mix of Bollywood and hip hop, and it was really good. And there was another girl who sang Wuthering Heights, and she almost sounded like exactly like Kate Bush.
Were you expecting to win or was it a surprise?
No, it was a surprise.
What was your favourite part of the whole Talent Quest day?
My favourite part of the day was seeing all the different performances and acts.
I heard you've been singing since you were a baby. Tell us, do you remember when did you start singing exactly?
My granny is always telling stories of me when I was like 3 years old and I was singing Twinkle Twinkle Little Star at the top of my lungs in my stroller.
When did you start singing properly, as you call it?
I started singing properly when I joined Monster Music because there were so many more, like, gigs.
You play three instruments, piano, ukulele, and guitar. How long have you been playing each one?
I've been playing the piano for 3 years. I've been playing the guitar for 2 years, and I've been playing the ukulele for 4 years.
Why did you start with the ukulele first?
I feel like a ukulele is just a good instrument to start with, and also it's just something little that's not too heavy, and I was only 8 when I started.
You said you wanted to play instruments so you wouldn't have to carry a speaker everywhere to sing. That's so smart. Tell us about that decision.
Well, I'd see other people busking with their instruments and I would be like, they're such good musicians because they sing and they can play. So I wanted to learn my own because it sounded really cool and really fun.
Your first performance was at your great uncle's 17th birthday. What song did he sing?
I sang Tomorrow from Annie.
You sang at your school's 150th anniversary. What was that like?
It was so terrifying because all the teachers and kids and parents that I see every single day were watching me and they would see me tomorrow and the next day. So it was just really nerve-wracking.
I heard you perform with your brother. Let's talk about that.
Okay. My brother and I sometimes we'll do like a performance together. I'll do the harmonies and he'll do the melodies. And sometimes it sounds really good. Our favourite song to play is Stick Season by Noah Kahn. He's really good at singing that.
How long has he been singing?
Walker's been singing properly since he was maybe six, and he started singing when he was three.
Does he plan on continuing music in life?
Yes, I think so.
Do you think you'll perform together someday?
Yes.
You said that you like the pop genre of music. Why is that your favourite?
Because I feel like when you've only got a limited amount of time, you want to like hook people in like you do with a book or something. And you want people to have something fun and catchy to listen to, something they'll like click their fingers to or something.
Do you think that's how the people feel? And is it how it makes you feel?
Yes.
Do you like the other genres of music?
I do like them, but maybe not so much to sing.
What type of music do you listen to?
I listen to mostly pop. I listen to a lot of Billie Eilish, Gracie Abrams, Noah Kahn. Yeah.
What's your favourite song?
My favourite song is Birds of a Feather by Billie Eilish.
Is she your favourite artist?
No. It's Noah Kahn.
What's your favourite song of his?
The Great Divide. I think it's in a brand new album.
How many albums does he have?
I'm not sure. Too many to count.
Let's hear more about your amazing musical performances.
Okay, so I get a lot of gigs at bars, and just recently I was doing a recording of a What Now episode. That's really cool. And my brother was doing one too. His one will be aired a little bit earlier, so keep an eye out for that.
What did you do on the What Now episode?
I was with one of my really close friends, Mac, and we sang Welcome Home by Dave Dobbin.
Was it exciting?
It was so exciting.
Did you get invited or did you reach out to them?
We got actually recommended by the head guy from Monster Music, Dan, and we got recommended to the What Now crew, and so we got to be on the show.
What other performances do you do?
Well, I haven't had a lot of performances recently, but in the past I've done some at the Cranford Ale House, Two Thumbs Brewery, I think another one's called. I do a lot of busking, like maybe every second weekend, and that's really cool. And I just do a lot of mid-year concerts and helping out at Monster Music concerts.
How long do you go busking for?
Usually I'll go busking for maybe an hour or an hour and a half.
What do you do while busking?
When I'm busking, I sing loads of catchy songs to sort of tell people to like, come here, come here. And I usually say a lot of things, maybe sometimes a joke to get people like intrigued sort of. I tell people to film me because that's what I want. Some people ask if they can film me, but like it's what I want for people to recognize me. There was actually this one lady that I saw last year, and I started busking when I was 8 or 9, and she took a video from when I was 9, and she still had it on her phone, and she showed it to me when I was 11, and I was just like, oh my God, she still has that? And it was really cool.
What equipment do you use?
So we usually have two microphones set up, one over a keyboard and one over just nothing for guitar and stuff. because it's easier just to like switch between the two than moving the microphone every time. We also have to take a lot of cords to plug in the piano and plug in the guitar. We have to take a mixer to plug everything into, a battery and an amp. So a lot of stuff. And we take a speaker to play like backing tracks. And that's just about everything I take. Yeah.
What type of guitar do you use?
I just use an acoustic guitar from Ibanez, I think. And it's really good. It's got really good quality steel strings, and it's my favorite guitar ever.
What color?
It's just brown.
I have a green one. I think it's cool. I also really like the brown ones because they're basic. Well, not basic in a bad way.
Yeah.
Classic.
Mm-hmm. I have three really cool guitars. Well, technically two, but three if you add the one that my Uncle James left in New Zealand when he went back to Canada. And it's a really nice guitar. It's huge. When I first started playing it when I was nine, it was almost as tall as me. And it was so heavy. And the case was really heavy too. So I would just be lugging around this huge guitar. My other guitar is really old. It's like 54 years old. And it's sort of been passed down in my grandpa's family. It was first my great uncle Tone's, and then it was my great auntie Anne's, and then my great uncle Burns, and then my auntie Claire. And then she gave it to me for my 10th birthday. So it's really, 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 really old. And my third guitar, which I use most of the time, is just my normal guitar that I got for my 11th birthday.
Which one's your favourite?
My favourite is probably my oldest guitar, the 55-year-old guitar, because I feel like it's got so many memories just like around it because it's really old. And so many people have played it and used it and had it, and now it's mine, and I just feel like that's a really special thing.
What colour are they?
Sadly, they're all brown, but I really want to paint one of them.
Do you know what colour?
Probably loads of colours, but I want the base colour to be like light pink.
I always wanted a red guitar.
That's so cool.
Yeah, like a deep red one. It seems cool.
Let's hear more about Vancouver, Canada.
So I'm from Vancouver, actually Vancouver Island, Nanaimo to be exact. And lots of my family live on Vancouver Island. And so when I was nine, I went to see them and I brought my little ukulele with me and I played them some songs. But I had my 9th birthday there. It was really cool to be around my family, and I have some old friends from preschool, and I saw one of them. Yeah.
I heard you had another sibling. Let's talk about her.
Okay, so I have this really cute tiny little sister called Tiawa. She is 3 and she'll be turning 4 this year. And I already know she's going to be good at singing because now she's been singing like Soda Pop and Tu Tere Mai, and it's just so cute. She'll strum away on a ukulele even though she doesn't know how to play it, and it does make a racket, but it's so cute, and we've got some really cool videos.
Music just runs through your bloodline.
I guess so.
Do you think you'll perform as a trio one day?
Possibly. I'm not sure.
Do you think you're going to teach her?
I would really like to.
If she's keen, would you?
Of course. Of course I would.
What's it like doing the process of recording a new song?
So recording a song is, I actually recently just recorded my first ever song, but it's sometimes really hard because you have to do so many takes to get it perfect. But there are some really cool layering things you can do, like layering a guitar and then some drums and then some keyboard. And in the end, it all sounds really cool. It's like an award you get for going through the recording process. And it's just super cool being in the studio with all the equipment and the fancy stuff.
Where do you do it?
Well, there was this guy who had like a sort of recording studio at his house. His name was Rob, but I forgot what he, like his sort of business name. But it was really, really cool. And the head Monster Music person recommended him to me. Rob was actually one of the first five Monster Music tutors.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Do you do many harmonies?
Well, in my song, I did do some harmonies, and they sounded really cool.
Who did the drums for your song?
Well, there is this app you can get. I forgot what it's called, but you can layer things on top of things, and you have access to any instrument in the world to play any chord you want.
GarageBand?
No, it's not that one. It's more complicated, sort of. And you can loop things, and you can get all the instruments, and you can get them to play whatever you want from a keyboard. So if you want drums, if you want a certain drum, you'll play it on the keyboard.
I think I know the app you're talking about.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's called, though.
Yeah. It's really, looks really tricky, though, these things everywhere.
Is it blue?
No, it's not blue.
Oh, okay. I don't know that, then. You sang Watermelon Sugar, and everyone called you Watermelon Girl. Tell us that story.
So, at the Year 4 concert, where everyone could just show people what they could do, I sang Watermelon Sugar by Harry Styles because I really liked Harry Styles. And I wore a watermelon hat and a watermelon dress. And when I got off the stage, I don't even know why, but people just started calling me Watermelon Girl, probably because they didn't know my name. And then everyone started calling me Watermelon Girl, and I thought it was like really annoying, but then I started to think it was kind of funny.
How long does it take you to practice all your songs?
To do a complete run through of every single one probably takes an hour and a half to 2 hours.
How long before the event or occasion do you start preparing?
I usually start preparing maybe a month before, and I'll do a little bit of practice every day.
You do a lot of performing in town. How did you start, and where else do you sing besides at school, events, or family gatherings?
I started singing at Monster Music, which is like the coolest music program ever. And I started doing their mid-year concerts and stuff like that. And then I just started doing more and more things.
How did you find out about Monster Music?
So when Monster Music was really small, just a tiny little small business, only one or two kids from my class went to it. And I saw kids bringing their instruments to school every day, and I was like, why are people doing that? Because I didn't know Monster Music was a thing. And then I sort of found out from friends and other people. And so we decided to have a look. And it was a surprise. I didn't know I was going to do it. And then my grandparents told me one night, surprise, you have a ukulele lesson tomorrow. And I was so excited.
Where are they located?
Monster Music is all around schools. Loads of schools. And so they don't really have like a main spot, but I guess you could say the main spot is Dan's house.
Who's your teachers?
My teacher for guitar, his name is Lyndon, and he's super cool, and he's really good at power chords on guitar.
Do you have a separate teacher for ukulele?
No.
Do you like bar chords?
Well, I like the sound of them when other people play them, but I'm really bad at them. They hurt my fingers.
What size guitar do you use?
I use a full-size guitar. I was going to get a three-quarter one, but my grandpa saw this guitar and he was like, this would be perfect for Isabel. So we got me the full-size one.
Yeah. Do you think you're going to grow with it?
I think so.
You have to pull your piano in a wagon when you perform at some occasions. Tell us about that.
Well, every time I would start learning a new instrument, there would be more chords and more equipment to take with everything. And soon everything was getting too big and too heavy just to take in a backpack. So I decided it would be a good idea to get a wagon to pull everything in.
How do you decide what songs to sing?
I have a list of about 50 songs or so. And usually there's different types of songs, like older songs and more new songs. And judging by how old the crowd looks or what kind of people I see in the crowd, I'll play what I think they'll like.
And speaking of Isabel's performances, let's hear a clip from her singing.
Two we had going the cold, drinking nectar from the coal fire, singing sweet songs about how our heart changes who we are. Now Teroa, it's a love story about Papa Tuanuku and Ranginu. Off the sea, and the birds will bring you back past the mountains and the trees to the place we call our home. Home, home. Manu coupling for all the bees. Toes are scented by the bees. It's a love story about Papa Tuanuku and Ranginui, who created this land. Ricochet off the sea, and the birds will bring you back past the mountains and the trees to the place we call love.
Lessons at Monster Music for ukulele and guitar and piano with Genevieve Radley, who turns her house into a music studio. Tell us about your teachers.
So Genevieve is really cool. She has this studio where she's got a really nice grand piano and one of the upright pianos, and it's just full of music and so many things just piano related. And Monster Music is sort of through school, and you just go in for 20 minutes with your tutor and you just play some songs and learn some new things. Yeah.
You do concerts at the Rolling Stone. What's that experience like?
Really cool. A Rolling Stone is so amazing. Most of the Monster Music mid-year concerts are held there. And so I'm there a lot. And the owners, Mike and Gretchen, are really cool. And sometimes they let me do the lights for small concerts.
Tell us about the exciting event on April 19th at the Rolling Stone where the best artists perform.
So 30 of Monster Music's best performers went to a Rolling Stone and they just performed one song each. And if you wanted to be a headline act, you had to audition. Two people got a headline act. I got a headline act and another boy called Liam. And we got to sort of finish off the show.
Your uncle in Canada, James Burrows, stage name Stenson Road, has about 30 guitars and always gives you support and advice. Tell us about him.
So my uncle James is really cool. He's got so many songs and they're all really good. He plays in a band called Stetson Road and he's just so amazing at music. He started a really long time ago with bass, I think, and now he's just like one of the best musicians I know and he can play so many things and it's just so cool to listen, and he's always calling me and giving me support and advice about my songs and recording them.
Your granddad is always running around with all your music stuff in a big wagon. How does your family support your music?
So my grandpa is my sound manager, my roadie, all those things, my sound engineer, my photographer, and he's always just driving me around. So is my grandma to all my different events and things. Yeah.
Your 8-year-old brother also does music. What does he play?
My brother Walker is really good at ukulele and he likes to play really cool songs from like Elvis Presley and Dragon, and all the older people are always like cheering him on. And once he performed at a rest home and everyone was calling him Little Elvis.
You said your brother can be the pet dog since you don't have pets. Tell us about that.
I was just joking, really, but sometimes he can be a bit loud. And he's always tracking mud into the house.
Isabel is not just a talent quest winner. She's a serious musician. Let's hear another clip of her performing.
We got our differences, maybe. Pretty much the same, yeah. But you're so indecisive about everything. I said everything, and I'm still waiting for you to decide if we're friends or we're not. And I'm still waiting for you to decide if you want me or you don't. You're always missing out because you say you got better things to do. Friends. still be friends. I don't know. There's a lot to figure out. Yeah. We'll just have to do our best and take it slow. See how we go.
About your songwriting process?
So usually I'll just be fiddling around with my guitar in my room, and I'll find a chord pattern or a fingerstyle pattern that I really, really like, and I'll just keep building onto it. And then I won't just sing la, I'll sort of make like noises that sort of sound like words to the playing of the guitar. And then I'll find some words that I really like, and sometimes my grandpa helps me with the words. And then it just, the song keeps growing and growing and growing until I have a whole song.
What genre of music do you love most?
Pop, definitely.
Do you have a favourite song you've written?
Well, I have loads of songs that are only half done, and technically I only have two songs that are completely done, but out of the two, it's definitely Differences.
You're in year seven now and you're planning to go to Rangiruru. What are you hoping for there?
Some of my best friends are going there, and I've heard it has a really good music program and a performing arts program. So, yeah.
You really want to be a musician when you grow up. What's your big dream?
My biggest dream is going on world tour and having loads of songs and loads of albums.
Outside music, you do figure skating. How long have you been skating?
Maybe about 5 years.
You used to do circus and were best at silk. Can you still do circus tricks?
I can still do most of the tricks I used to be able to do, but the contortion's getting a bit harder.
You love baking and sometimes cook dinner. What do you love to make?
I love to make pastas and I love to do cookies. And sometimes I made a cake, and I like to do eggs too for some reason.
You were born in Vancouver Island, Canada, and went back for your 9th birthday. You've also been to Florida, LA, and Australia. What's your favourite place?
Definitely Canada.
Why?
Because it's just, I have so much family there, and in the summer in Vancouver, it's really warm, really nice, and you can go swim in lakes.
Time for our fun questions. What is the closest thing to magic?
Weird dreams, I think.
Like lucid dreaming?
Yeah.
Have you ever lucid dreamt?
Nah.
Do you want to?
Yeah.
What's the grossest thing that you can think of?
Probably quiche with slime instead of egg.
SpongeBob or The Simpsons?
The Simpsons, because I feel like SpongeBob is just wacky and I can never understand half of it because of the crazy voice SpongeBob has, so definitely The Simpsons.
What's your favourite show?
My favourite show is Stranger Things.
Can you make some funny animal noises for us now?
I can do a bird, I guess.
Yeah.
Yep. Tweet, tweet.
If you could have a superpower, what would it be?
It would be the ability to make everyone all around the world love my music.
Here's a special one. If you could talk to your 20-year-old self in the future, what would you say to her?
I would tell her to, like, remember where you started in music and how so many older people just don't think younger people can do as good music, and I would tell her to teach kids and maybe become a guitar teacher.
Before we finish, let's hear one more performance from Isabel. Mentioned you want people to know that just because you're a kid doesn't mean you're not as good as music. Have people underestimated you because of your age?
So many times.
Is there anyone special you'd like to greet or thank today?
I would like to thank my Uncle James for just helping me a lot. And I would like to thank my grandpa and my grandma especially for just helping me with all my music. And lastly, I would like to thank Monster Music for sort of giving me the opportunity to do concerts and do things.
What would you like to wish to all our young listeners?
If you have a passion or a talent that you're thinking you might give up, don't give up and keep practicing and keep doing your talent, and maybe one day you'll be famous for it.
Isabel, you're very talented. Watching you win our talent quest and personally handing you the big winner award was such a memorable moment. But hearing your story today, how you've been singing since you were a baby, how you taught yourself instruments so you could perform anywhere, it's clear that you're not just talented, you're dedicated and professional. At almost 12 years old, you're already a polished musician, and I have no doubt we'll see your name everywhere in the future. Your message is so important. Being young doesn't mean you're not capable of amazing things. You're proof of that. To all our listeners, if Isabel can win Talent Quest, perform at venues, and write her own songs at 11, you can pursue your dreams too. Age is just a number. Passion and practice is what matters. Isabel, thank you for joining us on Chloe Dilly Seeking Talents. Keep making beautiful music. Until next time, keep dreaming, keep creating, and keep believing in yourself. Ka kite ana. That's the show, everybody. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this show and want to hear more, head over to plains.org.nz for past episodes. You can also subscribe on Spotify and Apple Podcasts to get the new episodes delivered right to you. Do you have a talent you'd like to share? I'd love to talk to you. Just email info@plains.org.nz to get in touch. Keep working on your talents. You are amazing. Until next time. Bye.